It's a team. I mean, you think about going into an opportunity, we're working together. It's not us dictating terms or dictating what things need to be. It's give us your input. Tell us what you see. And a lot of times, obviously, they're in the markets. So we value that. It's so huge when you think about collaboration, not only internally with LTC, you know, verticals, it's those operators are invaluable to us during the process as well. And we really take their input seriously.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. This show is powered by our sponsors, Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Gibson Insurance, Hamilton Captel, Paragon Senior Living, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, Salinity, and produced by Grit and Gravel Marketing. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry at btgvoice.com.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. A very exciting episode on today. We've got some great guests. We want to welcome Michael Bowden and Shay Portnoy of LTC REIT. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Glad Thanks to be here. Us.
We are so glad to sit down and talk with both of you. We've had some great pre-mic conversations. And, you know, at LTC, y'all have a term and it's REIT done differently. Mike, what does that even mean?
Well, we focus on, you know, trying to differentiate ourselves outside of being capital, right? Because that sometimes becomes this nebulous concept. And what does that really mean? So we think about, you know, getting down to a level of relationships, people, okay? We focus on people. So we think that the stigma out there with capital is you're focused on numbers, you're focused on profit, you're focused on NOI, you're not really focused on what's happening in terms of boots on the ground, people on the ground, that take care of residents, that take care of your asset. So we have deliberately, and it's a term we use internally, have chosen to curate relationships, okay, starting at the operator level. So we focus on that. We think that once you can, you know, really build that trust, focus on, you know, talking to people, listening to them, hearing what matters to them, to us, that is a differentiator. And that's why we try to focus on being different in that way.
You know, Shay, in the industry, in the real estate umbrella, you hear the term landlord, right? And, you know, you hear that. But when we're talking about older adults and senior housing and the communities that they live in, what's y'all's approach to the term landlord? Do you even think of it that way?
Well, up until about a year ago, we did. We were triple net lease REIT, and we didn't have the opportunity to really participate in the operations and collaborate with our manager partners to, you know, have those outcomes for the residents. So starting last year, when we opened up our SHOP portfolio and started growing as a company, we are now able to have more than just, hey, pay us rent as the relationship, as Mike said. You know, it's more, you know, how are we creating positive outcomes for the residents? How are we not only driving profits, but also driving resident and family satisfaction?
And just to jump in, I mean, you think about the term landlord. To me, it means hands off. Very hands off, right? We're not involved. You don't know who that person is. It's this thing out there. Those days are over, right? Because I think it's important, you know, going back to REIT done differently, you know, the landlord concept or whatever you want to call it, you know, walking buildings now with a purpose. You sit down with residents, you hear their stories. You know, I shared this example with you, you know, in a recent deal we did, a SHOP deal that we just did, you know, visited the assets earlier this year. And I said, you know, we're going to take the approach, the REIT done differently approach. We're going to spend the entire day with the EDs, with the staff, with the residents. We're going to talk to them. We're going to hear them out. What matters to you? So we had lunch with some residents. The next thing I know, I'm talking to a gentleman who was an Army sniper. I mean, pretty incredible. This an engineer, a teacher. And you start listening to these stories, the history of the residents that are living in your communities. If you can't get emotional and passionate about that, then you're in the wrong business.
That's so wonderful. I love those stories of like being on the ground. And I know Josh and I have shared these stories over the years. It's so funny. So we do these renovation construction projects in the communities, and all the ex-engineers, all the ex-contractors come out. And recently a guy was complaining that our screw pattern was off on our drywall. And he was right.
That's awesome. I mean, it's fantastic, right?
Yeah.
He was absolutely right. But we have those stories, and that makes such an impact. So this big change from triple net lease to this RIDEA kind of shop program, how's that transition been like for y'all?
Well, it's created a lot of energy in our company. So previously, the business development team, you know, was, you know, siloed from asset management, siloed from accounting. And now we've been able to come together and collaborate both as a community and as an internal company, but also with the relationships that we've made. We've had meetings upon meetings upon meetings with all of these new people who are now interested, and it makes sense for us to work together. So it's been a truly watershed moment for our company to be able to start doing these new deals, and the program has been growing, and we're busy. So it's a great thing.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
No, it's our co-CEOs, Clint and Pam, Clint Malin and Pam Kessler, have talked and used this word transformative. That is very true. It's been transformative. So if you think back when we made the announcement at the end of 2024 publicly that we were going to transition to, you know, embracing RIDEA shop as a strategy, it really opened every door you could imagine. Okay. Because we were absolutely missing out on, you know, relationships with best in class operators, with, you know, everybody that didn't want to get into the structure that we previously were offering. Okay. So it opened all these doors. And because of that, you know, going back again, I'm going to go back to the first point I made about relationships. It's opened all these doors. It's transformed the ability to curate and form relationships. Okay. Because if you take a step back and you think about, you know, capital and operator, outside of doing all the standard things with documents and so forth, to me, it boils down to one thing: trust. You have to trust each other, okay? And that's not something that happens overnight. It happens over time. So as you get to know each other, as you walk buildings together, as you share war stories, you start to realize, oh my gosh, the cultures are aligned. The personalities are aligned. We have common goals. We have common mission. That forms the trust. And then you go out there into this fantastic and crazy environment in terms of deals. And you go in and you go to battle together to win, you know, to win the day, to win the building or the portfolio, to really start that relationship. So it has been transformative. It's completely reshaped our portfolio, completely reshaped our mission. You know, outside of growing just assets, we're growing, we're hiring new people, right, on the investment team, on the asset management team. So every angle of LTC has changed for the better since we made that announcement.
Well, that's good stuff. So you answered part of the question I was going to ask, and that is, it seems like oftentimes, too often times in the past, regardless of the capital or the funding type mechanism, the real estate side of the business, there could easily be an unhealthy friction between that and the operator side. So when you're looking at opportunities to get involved in, what's sort of the basic checklist that you're looking for to make sure that relationship is strong and consistent?
In terms of between us and an operator?
That's correct.
Okay, let's boil it down. People. Can we talk? Can we interact? Can we relate outside of just talking shop all the time? No pun intended. Outside of just talking business, getting to know each other. Okay. So you have to form a level of, like you do in any friendship or any relationship or any marriage or whatever, you have to form that trust. You have to form that bond. So what are the cultures? I mean, one of the things, again, I'll go back to our co-CEOs that they have been really, really hammering home to their credit is creating a culture at LTC that is unmatched. So do the operators that we're talking to, how do we align in terms of culture? How do we align in terms of strategic vision? What are their goals? How can we help them? Do we have similar goals? So you have all these conversations. Sometimes it takes months or even years before you find an opportunity. But once you start really digging into that relationship side, the people side, when you find a deal, you're that much more convicted about this is the right group for this particular deal.
Switching gears just a little bit. So at this Nick Spring conference, probably in my 20 years in the industry, I've not heard this level of excitement. Last quarter, we sat down with our partners at Nick Map, and you know, the theme was recovery is over. We're sailing now. And now in spring, everybody's excited, from the data people to the finance people. I'm wondering, what's your outlook as a REIT in 2026 for growth goals? Are Are you strong into this wind here? And are you going to ride that? Or what are growth goals for you all this year?
We are growing. I mean, that is what we're doing. We're transforming our portfolio to be predominantly seniors housing, predominantly SHOP. We are extremely bullish on the opportunity, as are many. You have all the great things, the demographics and the lack of development, everything everyone talks about. So in general, we will continue to be very deliberate. We will continue to curate, okay, in terms of not only relationships, but assets. And if you look at the definition, I think it's important to think about what that means, because we want to build a best-in-class SHOP portfolio that will stand the test of time. Even when new development eventually comes in, we're focusing on, okay, what are the assets that when that happens, they're protected because they're newer, they're well-maintained, they're in great growth markets and so forth. So when you think about the word curate, it's very deliberate. It's very selective. It's not haphazard. So we will continue to grow aggressively, but also very smart in terms of what we're bringing into the portfolio. So 26, 27 and beyond, LTC is at the table, no doubt, trying to grow our portfolio.
I was going to say we were being very disciplined with all the opportunities that are out there. You know, it's not so much, you know, throwing out a fishing line and hoping to catch something. It's now we can choose, you know, which ones we're going to reel in onto the boat. And for us, we can partner with our, you know, managers who we've formed those relationships with and create a strategy to acquire in a certain region or have a, you know, a cluster of properties as opposed to just, you know, one in this area and then one in that area with a different manager. So we are being strategic, we're being disciplined, and it is exciting. It's really fun. And I think that, you know, the energy that you can feel even on day one of Nick has been really great.
All the things that we do when we underwrite a new opportunity, from the analytics to the data to all that great stuff that we do just on the nuts and bolts of actually analysis, we have a great process. It's fantastic. What's the other side of that? It's who do you partner with? What operator is going to create the value? Because as we know in this space, the value is created from operations. Okay. So thinking about, okay, how do we collaborate with our operator partners? Okay. It's a team. I mean, you think about going into an opportunity, we're working together. It's not us dictating terms or dictating what things need to be. It's give us your input. Tell us what you see. And a lot of times, obviously, they're in the markets. So we value that. It's so huge when you think about collaboration, not only internally with LTC, you know, verticals, it's those operators are invaluable to us during the process as well. And we really take their input seriously.
During the underwriting process, we talk a lot about how can we add on to the property in terms of value creation? How can we do capital projects that are going to bring in, you know, revenue that is profitable? So that's another thing that a lot of times as a landlord, you're trying to spend the least amount of money possible. In this case, we're putting the dollars to work when it does have an ROI and outcomes for the residents where they're, you know, getting better quality care.
I love that. So going back to earlier point, I think you were making or something that you said was you've had doors open up from some operators that maybe have been around for a while, but really didn't like the way the old model was set up. So if you could just kind of simplify and boilerplate, like, what do you mean by that? Well, like, what is, when you say REIT done differently, now when you're having those conversations where maybe it wasn't a workable solution before or situation, what do you have it? What's really changed?
So a lot of those relationships that I talked about, we've had them for probably a very long time. We just had no way to do business together. So now we do. And The structure has allowed us to get there, but again, it's about the relationships that is bringing it home. But the structure is about alignment of interest. It's about LTC and that operator, whoever they are, being aligned, going into a deal where, as the community performs, as we do better as a REIT, they do better. We share that alignment, and as you know, as a REIT, you know, we don't sell. We're not in the business of selling assets. We're in the business of acquiring high quality buildings and holding them forever, right? In theory. And so how do we share in the upside that's created? Well, that's through our structure. That's through various incentives, promotes, so forth and so on. So as we do that, we share in that upside, and that's the alignment that's key in the structure that we have now.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Lucas, easy to see why you got so excited. The first conversation you came, you said, we got to have these guys on the show.
That's right. That's right. And a great way to round out our conversation, talk to us about LTC Cares.
So that has yet to be fully launched, but it is going to be coming later this year. So the goal here is, and this goes back to passion, and this is sort of something that I've been, really into, especially going back to last year. It's how do we expose people at LTC that typically don't get out to communities? You guys walk communities, it's easy to get emotional, it's easy to be connected. But if you're behind a desk and you're never really seeing buildings, you're never talking to residents, you can get detached from what the heck you're doing. The goal here is to get employees that typically wouldn't get into buildings, okay? Walk them, see them, talk to residents, talk to EDs. Again, develop relationships, develop a connection. And I think it's important because when you start to realize what it is that we're actually doing, like if you take a step back, okay, we're investing, we're creating returns for our shareholders, investors, but at its core level, we're creating positive outcomes for the population that we really care about, okay? Wellness, outcomes. If you don't see that, if you don't walk it, if you don't understand it, I think it's hard to really get it. So the goal here is let's get everyone in the buildings. Let's spend some time with the operators, spend some time with the residents. And I think that's going to create even more, buy-in, if you will, company-wide, relationship-wide. I think it's a great initiative.
Shay, what's your perspective on it?
I mean, to me, I have that heart and soul with that goes along with my job. So I'm a recovering investment banker. And back then, you really were a cog in the wheel. They ran you into the ground. And here, the fact that our company reinvests back into our team members as well as into our operator partners, we break bread together, having the ability for us to go and do service projects or sponsor, the Colorado Peaches. It's a retired, senior living baseball team out in the Denver area. It's something that that can warm your heart while you're doing, heavy duty finance, and the analytics are, the same. It's deals and it's excitement on the finance side, but it's also, at the end of the day, it's caring for the people that raised us or raised our parents. And to me, that makes all the difference. I mean, connecting that heart and soul to what we're doing, it keeps everybody kind of looking at the right mission.
When you walk into someone's unit, someone's apartment, someone's room, and you look at the walls, and you look at the pictures, and you look at the history, and you see the awards, or you see that, you look at that stuff personally, it's emotional. And not in a way where you break down crying, but you just say, I feel really good about what I'm doing. Because this is someone's mom, this is someone's grandmother, this is someone's father, and so forth. And you see the history on the wall, and you can really appreciate at the on the ground level what the heck we're doing. And I think that's important to keep that in mind because you can lose sight of that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think that's so. I think what you've just underscored is a major difference in senior living versus really any other category of real estate. And it's like we really are impacting people's lives long term. And so the decisions we make at the highest level financially, we have to take that into consideration. It's an honor and it's a big responsibility.
Big responsibility. Yep.
It is. And it's a great opportunity. We often end our conversations just around recruiting talent into the industry. We'll start with Mike and then Shay. Obviously you have, asset management, real estate, finances backgrounds. You can go into any vertical that you want with those skills. There's people that have all different level of skills, but the fact is that they can bring those skills to the senior housing industry. So final words, speak to that person out there. They could be any age that are thinking, I'd rather do something. I'd rather have a career that has some mission behind it. Obviously that resonates with you.
That's this. And I think it's important to understand that going just to the intellectual side of it, all the work that we do, everything that we, model and underwrite, it's, you get all of that, whether you go into, multifamily or office or whatever branch of real estate or sector you want to choose or whatever. That's all there. But the other side is that you get something to me that is different in terms of this emotional connection. Okay. And I've been talking to a lot of young college age kids who are doing real estate. And I say, how much do you talk about seniors housing in your classes? And what do you think their answer is?
Probably not much.
Zero.
Zero.
Right. Wow. For the most part, zero. Yeah. And then when you start to talk to them about the opportunity, in the industry and all the things, their eyes light up. Like, I've never heard of this stuff. Like, it's incredible. I'm going to be a part of it. So I think that for anyone out there that's looking for the intellectual side, okay, but also maybe a mission focused or an emotional connection that really, to me, creates this longevity to your point about being a sort of grinding it out. That's this industry.
I think this is a very friendly industry. I believe everyone's in it to do the best for their own company. But at the same time, we're sharing ideas. We're talking about where this industry is going altogether. And it's sort of like the rising tide raises all boats. And I think for, younger people, as well as older individuals who are looking for sort of a reincarnation into their careers, it's an opportunity that, again, not many people know about. So seniors housing, it's not a sleepy one, right? There's definitely a lot going on and a lot of opportunity for people who want to be innovative, because there's a lot of room for innovation in our industry as well.
Every day is different.
That's right. That's 100% right.
Well, great conversation. Michael Shay, LTC, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For spending
Thanks
time
Thanks for having
with us.
Today. Appreciate it.
We're so happy to bring this content to you. And so if you want to learn about LTC and their team there, go down to the show notes, hit those links right there. Also go to btgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.